BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The United States has issued a halt to all existing foreign assistance and paused new aid. In an internal memo, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, instructed his department to halt aid grants, pending a review. Here's our State Department correspondent, Tom Bateman.
The memo orders an 85-day review on all assistance spending to ensure it complies with President Trump's foreign policy aims. One former senior official at the State Department told the BBC the move was potentially huge, while another said it could mean organisations around the world having to stop activities, including life-saving health services, maternal and child health and education support. The notice appears to affect everything from development assistance to military support, with exceptions only for emergency food aid and military funding for Israel and Egypt.
The United Nations peacekeeping force in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo says it's been engaged in intense combat with M23 rebels who are threatening the city of Goma. The Congolese general in charge of Goma's defence, Peter Chirimwani, has died of wounds sustained in battle. The UN human rights spokesperson, Ravina Shamdasani, said she was deeply alarmed by the situation.
Some 400,000 people have been displaced in north and south Kivu since the beginning of this year alone. Any such attack on Goma risks catastrophic impacts on hundreds of thousands of civilians, putting them at heightened exposure to human rights violations and abuses. The High Commissioner appeals to all states with influence on the parties to impress on them the urgent need for an immediate cessation of hostilities.
Sudan's army command says troops have broken the siege of its headquarters in the capital Khartoum by the paramilitary rapid support forces. A statement said soldiers in Bahri and Omdurman across the Nile River had linked up with forces inside the general command HQ. The RSF described the army's claims as propaganda, saying that online video of crowds celebrating had been fabricated. President Trump has arrived in Los Angeles, where he'll be visiting areas affected by the recent devastating wildfires. After disembarking from Air Force One, he was greeted by California's governor, who Mr. Trump has repeatedly attacked over his handling of the fires. Despite their public disagreements, the two men put on a united front as they spoke to reporters, with Mr. Trump vowing to, as he put it, fix the situation so that it wouldn't happen again.
Tremendous numbers of lives have been affected. A lot of real estate's been affected. Nobody's ever probably seen anything like this. You could almost say since the Second World War, when you think of it. I mean, nothing like this has happened. And we're going to get it fixed, so we'll get it permanently fixed, so it can't happen again. And we're going to get it completed. They're going to need a lot of federal help.
That was President Trump, and apologies for the rather noisy clip there. BBC News. Thousands of anti-abortion campaigners have marched in Washington at an annual rally addressed by leading Republicans, including the new U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance.
As you all know, the event theme this year is life. Why we march? And there are obvious answers to the implicit question it poses. We march to protect the unborn. We march to proclaim and live out the sacred truth that every single child is a miracle and a gift from God.
The self-described pro-life movement had been invigorated by recent victories to restrict abortion and Donald Trump's return to the White House. Russia's Ministry of Defence has said its troops have managed to split Ukrainian forces defending the eastern settlement of Velika Novosilka into two groups and have encircled them. The claims have not been independently confirmed, but the ministry published video footage verified by the BBC that shows its soldiers planting a Russian flag in the centre of the small town. The Dutch authorities say they've located one of Europe's most wanted fugitives, the convicted cocaine smuggler Jos Leydekkers, who they say has been hiding in Sierra Leone. His presence in the West African country became apparent when the wife of Sierra Leone's president posted video on social media of a church service she was attending with her husband. He was sentenced in absentia last June in Rotterdam for smuggling more than 7 tonnes of cocaine. Prosecutors in the United States have announced they will not be bringing charges against the rock star Marilyn Manson following accusations of sexual assault and domestic violence, which he denied. The LA County District Attorney said the decision followed a comprehensive 4-year investigation. In total, more than a dozen women had made allegations against the star, including his ex-fiancée. He'd call the claims falsehoods. BBC News.